I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, I just got a text from Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Okay.
What is the best way to enjoy a hot dog?
What?
Relish it.
Relish the onions. Relish the onions.
Cultural change is hard.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, Joe.
The answer to that question is that it's just a hot dog. No bun intended.
And it's time for Dale and Keith.
He's on fire.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and tomorrow.
Safe, guys.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host,
Greg, the host.
Journalism standard, Greg Hill.
All right, so for those who don't know, this is Ernie Bach Jr. and his son Alec, and unsolicited from the clouds, like, hey, Greg Hill, who I know through the years, obviously being in Boston, he's like, I have somebody who wants to make a donation. Can we connect you? And literally, like, 2 hours later, you donate $1 million to this fund.
$1 million.
Which is incredible.
Featuring Instagram influencer Danielle Murr.
Sean Corrali of the Boston Bruins. Is he your number one when it comes to current good-looking Boston athletes?
Oh, yeah. Just stops at the ankle, though, because he wears that Birkenstock with sock look, and I can't. It's like throwing a silica gel packet at me. Just dries everything right up.
Oh, my word.
Joined by...
They jello for us.
Wiggy.
Anybody that says it's Belichick is lying.
It wasn't Brady or Belichick.
Oh, really?
It was about Tom losing.
It wasn't Brady or Belichick.
No. If Tom Brady loses, he failed just like Bill Belichick did.
Okay. Interesting.
Same way. They both failed.
Yeah, they both failed.
They both failed.
So then we go to next year.
Then we're on to next year.
And behind the glass, the two most annoying people in New England, Ken and Curtis.
You said the Patriots had the most talent in the AFC.
I'm
the fact
talking
that you
about
still have
the
a microphone after saying that is an affront to anybody in sports
I'm
radio.
I'm talking about the Tampa Bay
you
Buccaneers.
You said that Cam Newton was a great quarterback.
What?
You can't be more wrong than you were this year.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
What Governor. Is it? The whatnot?
Greetings and happy Friday, everybody.
Yay.
All right, Gregory, Curtis, Wiggy. I'd like for the two of you to get along for the first hour, at least, of this program this
We
morning.
Always get along.
All right. There's several texters are concerned that there is growing animosity on the program.
No animosity. Love Wiggs.
Never hold animosity. For what?
That's the word of the day.
Nice. Maybe we can, if necessary, we'll settle it with some kind of a, what does Rudy Giuliani call it, Ken?
Oh, trial by combat.
No? All right. We won't do that.
We'll each get our hair dyed.
Probably not a good idea. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We will get to the dumbest of the day coming up this hour at 6:45, and let me get a listing of all the ways that you can consume this program out of the way before we get to everyone's leads this morning. You can obviously listen on any of the radio frequencies that we have for you. However, if you cannot do that, then you can stream this show at WEEI.com or on the radio.com app, which you can download. And I advise you to favorite WEEI after you download to make that whole process easier. And you can view the program if you go to WEEI.com/watch or on Twitch when you go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And Danielle is interacting with the Twitchers at all times.
Yes, we talk crap about Greg.
I am not. I have way too much going on in here, trying to control Curtis and Wiggy and the direction of the program.
Fine, so, you can't sit with us anyway.
Let us begin right here.
This is the lead.
By the way, before we get to the leads, several texters are calling the Hillman Jinx alive and well.
Ooh.
After Sean Corrali gave the puck away last night.
Oh, yeah. Man, that is true.
You look good early, but yeah.
I cannot say anything bad about the Bruins. I know we'll get to it maybe during somebody's lead or definitely when we get to trending, but I'm very happy about last night's Bruins performance.
And by the way, this Kiss selection for you sent me a video of you interviewing Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley from 1997 yesterday, which was tremendous.
Yeah, that was from Salem, Massachusetts on Halloween.
I love it.
And somebody sent it to me on Instagram, and I thought you, of all people, being the Kiss fan that you are, would appreciate that.
Very cool. I understand LB and Gene Simmons did not get along that day.
They were like two peas in a pod, as the saying goes. Two peas. I do a Gene Simmons impression if you'd like to hear it throughout the show this morning.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
Leads presented by Always Health Partners, a different kind of health plan, helping people and businesses be ready to meet the evolving care needs of today, tomorrow, and always. Learn more at alwayshealthpartners.org. Bruins win last night. First impressions, Greg. Pretty good. First of all, they're playing without Pastrnak. Craig Smith, the new addition, didn't play.
Yeah.
Krug's not there, so it's a new-look team. It was cool just to watch a game again. I forgot that feeling of just sitting down and like, wow.
It was so great. It was great to see Kevin Miller back.
Yep. First time in almost 2 years. He looked pretty physical. I do think they've got some defensive issues. They let up a lot of quality chances in tight. Well, but all overall, Tuukka was the star.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
He was the star of that game. I mean, he was an absolute target last night. Every time you turned around and looked at it.
Quality chances. And, yeah. he didn't get one of the top three stars of the game, which is a joke, actually.
No, he should have. I mean, how many breakaways
did
the guy stuff them on last night? I mean, anybody who was worried about Tuukka heading into this season, having some kind of a playoff hangover or something, doesn't have to worry whatsoever. At least last night, the guy looked awesome.
Well, he's always solid, right? I think between the pipes, his play is always solid, right? It's always about upstairs.
Right, whether you can count on him all season long or not, I got it.
The only, I would say, it's not a real concern, but you got to keep your eye on a little bit, is that, again, their scoring production comes on the power play. And it's like, Their biggest issue has always been 5-on-5 scoring. So I know it's only game one, but is that something we just have to keep our eye on? It seems like, all right, can they score on the 5-on-5 or it's just power plays?
But a good start, just in general, I got the feeling they're a contender. That was the main takeaway from last night. Like, okay, this team's back, and they're invested.
Thank you, Ken. Curtis?
Ken stole my lead, so I'll just sort of redecide here what I want to do on the fly. This Sunday marks Tom Brady's 16th divisional playoff game, meaning he will have played a complete NFL season of divisional playoff games alone.
Extraordinary.
In those games, he is 13-2. Tom Brady in the divisional round of the playoffs is 13-2. If he wins Sunday, he will be 14-2, a full season of divisional playoff games. That is one of the countless mind-boggling stats when it comes to Tom Brady.
Okay, now do if he loses.
He'll be 13-3.
Wiggy will get into a deep dive later on what an epic fail of a career it's going to be if Tom Brady does not win this game.
I just hope he doesn't lose because the sky is going to fall on him if he
does. Don't lie, Wiggy. Don't fix your mouth to lie. We hope he loses.
I don't want to see Tampa Bay win. You're right. I do not want to see them win.
Either way, Monday is going to be electric with Chris Curtis. Either way.
Boogie, all right. Yogi.
Thank you, Curtis. Wiggy.
All right. Well, the COVID has hit the Celtics and it's given Danny Ainge a pass, because if you think about the Boston Celtics, what we were talking about, you know, before they got hit with COVID was, were they going to make a realistic run at James Harden? Can they add to this team? And fortunately for him, COVID has kind of made him fly under the radar with the James Harden trade going to Brooklyn, which now Brooklyn obviously has become probably the best team on paper in the Eastern Conference. And if you're Danny Ainge and you're this Boston Celtics team, can this team win? Do they look like they can win a championship this year? Probably not.
Probably not.
Can they look like they can win a championship next year? I think the jury's still out on that. And we know that Tatum has 5 years left on his contract and Jaylen Brown has, I want to say, 4 years. So if you're Danny, you have to do something by the deadline because, I've said at the beginning of the season, I believe he's on the hot seat. There's no more sitting around and saying, we have been to the Eastern Conference Finals, and that's where we're satisfied with getting.
All right, Wiggy, thank you. Danielle, what do you got for a lead this morning?
If you've ever been curious about what your dog's actual answer is when you ask, who's a good boy, maybe you can now find out. There's a company in South Korea called Pet Pulse, and they've developed a new e-collar, and it's not a training collar or a shock collar in that sense. It analyzes your dog's barks and translates them into emotions. So what these people did was they spent 3 years collecting 10,000 different bark samples from 50 different dog breeds, and they use artificial intelligence to basically analyze it in real time. You pair it with an app on your phone, and then they can detect a variety of different emotions. So when your dog barks, you look at the app, it tells you what your dog is feeling.
Oh, what an amazing thing to know.
I know.
So I would, when it comes to Coberson Woberson, Kobe Wobie, the greatest dog in the United States, I would be able to know whether he is happy or sad or angry or whatever.
Or asking for Girl 23 leftovers.
My dog's always asking for food.
Yeah,
aren't you a terrible pet owner if you don't know how your dog is feeling?
Well, no, because it's not like a blatantly obvious, like, oh, I don't know if he's happy or sad. It goes a little bit deeper than that, with specific stuff.
Well, when they're lying, like when Kobe's lying there and going, you don't know whether that means he's hungry or he's feeling love or he's tired. I mean,
he just wants you to stop talking about dipping sauces.
Look at the tail. The tail tells you everything.
Thump, 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 thump.
Yes, the tail does tell you everything in many other cases also. All right.
Was that the noise that you made after you tripped over the puppy gate?
Yes,
and you were lying on the floor?
Yes, it was. Get me help. Thank you, Danielle.
Welcome.
If Bitcoin is going to be the currency of the future, then those of us who are less than technologically savvy are going to have to find a different way to pay for things. There is another sad sack buffoon in the news today who may be out $250 million worth of Bitcoin if he cannot find a solution to his problem. Back in 2013, an English guy named James Howells threw out an old hard drive. The problem is it contained the password to 7,500 Bitcoins that he purchased in 2009.
No. Another dummy.
He is hoping to be able to get help from the landfill where the hard drive is living.
Okay. Since 2013.
Here he is explaining why he threw the hard drive out.
As soon as I put it in the bin at home, I had a second thought. You know, you've never thrown a hard drive out before. Why start now? You know, a little demon in the back of my head sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, I didn't take it out and then came down to the landfill site here with the other bags that I brought. The penny dropped then, you know, that I had 7,500 bitcoins on a hard drive that I'd thrown out a few months ago. Absolutely devastated, as you can imagine. I just wish I could go back in time and not throw that drive away.
Wow, that is awful.
$250 million he is sitting on. The landfill is sitting on.
Do you know how much has been lost in Bitcoin so far from lost passwords total?
No.
$140 billion.
$140 billion?
Yep.
I would have these my password posted all over the house. Seriously. On the refrigerator.
Well, you get a tattoo.
That's good. Right. Yeah, then he gets kidnapped for his Bitcoin password.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll never lose it, though, Danielle. If somebody kidnaps me, hey, they just kidnap me, but I won't lose it.
Who would kidnap Wiggy?
Did you say $140 billion?
Yeah. Yep.
That's Greg's first offer you got from EO.
All right. It was 127. Don't lie. People are going to believe that, Curtis.
Yeah. We good don't want to put a false narrative out there, Curtis.
No.
Struggling. All right.
It looked like it last night.
He's a common man.
Those are our suggestions for the lead this morning. Dumbest of the day coming up in a half an hour. But here is Ken and what is trending first off today.
Mike Lombardi joins OMF today at 4. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can grab a sweet treat or pick up select varieties of Friendly's ice cream or ice cream novelties for only $1.97 each when you activate the digital coupon. Limit 2 per customer. It's valid through next Thursday, January 21st. Speaking of big money, kudos to you for hooking up Barstool Sports' Dave Portnoy with Ernie Bach Jr.
Wow.
A cool $1 million to the fund.
Yeah.
Just like that.
You know that was amazing.
Ernie is...
good people.
He's an unbelievably generous guy. He's a classy guy. Mm-hmm. He included me in his little secret mission on Wednesday night, and I enjoyed that. And yesterday he was trying to get a hold of Portnoy, so I put the two of them together. And he donated $1 million
like
to that fund,
awesome.
Which I honestly, that fund is, I think it's over $25 million when it comes to helping
wow.
local businesses.
So great.
And you know, in the middle of the giant morass of misery that we've all been living in for 10 months, there are bright shining lights. And, mm-hmm. and that is people who give to other people, whether it's the Barstool Fund or what has been given to Restaurant Strong through the Greg Hill Foundation. So there's some amazing people that are still out there, Ken Laird.
Yeah, and Ernie caught as the local guy giving tips, $2,021 tips.
That's the mission. That's the mission that we were on the other night.
Oh,
and
you're
I'm sure you're probably going to be upset when you learn that we went to 6 different restaurants at least in one night.
Did you wear masks?
Yes, we left a mask with every tip.
They weren't table hopping either.
Bruins 1-0, 3-2 shootout win over Jersey last night. Brett Marchand deciding it. They were 0-7 in shootouts last year. You can't forget that. But here's Brad talking about dealing with his injury. He was uncertain if he was going to play, but he did play, scored a goal, and the shootout winner.
Yeah, you hate to miss a game. And, you know, that was the goal of the last 4 months was to heal up and be ready for tonight. And I can't thank the trainers enough for getting me back and allowing me to play tonight. It was a little bit of a question mark, but it was great to get back on the ice with the guys and great to feel what it's like to win again.
Alternate captain, Brad Marchand. And yeah. they rematch tomorrow at 1.
I don't know. What could you... You address this a little bit in your lead, but, I mean, what could you say negatively about the... What would you have to say that was bad about that performance last night by the Bruins? I mean,
Quality chances, didn't hold a lead. That's not a great team. They should have buried them. Put them away.
And a 5-on-5 score, and I think that's... Because that's always been the question mark, so...
But you're early. Minus Pasta.
Right.
I mean, that's true.
The Bruins have not lost a game since Chara left. I mean, Wiggy, where are you at?
Well, here's my favorite stat of the day. Drew Brees, 5-2 all-time against Tom Brady. That game will be 6:40 Sunday. Brady gets one more chance. We'll see if he can do it. And we'll have all four
one
games.
One more chance for what?
To beat Drew Brees on Sports Radio WEI.
They're in the same division, so they might play each other next year.
The games on EEI presented by the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave Program. 4 pretty good games, though.
Don't you think Drew Brees is done, though?
It sounds like it.
After this season,
yeah.
But New Orleans got to figure something out next year if they do lose Drew Brees, because I don't think they're going to go with that kid Taysom Hill.
You don't think so?
No, because he's like a gimmicky quarterback. You know, and they're still going to have talent. Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas. You don't want to just...
Good landing spot for Cam Newton.
Ooh,
and one stat for the weekend.
Sean Watson.
That Ken will leave out. In domes, Tom Brady, 13-4 with 40 touchdowns and 12 interceptions.
Well, that's not good if they have to go to Green Bay next week.
Right.
We're talking about Green Bay already?
And that's against the Colts, so different team.
And 2 new head coaching hires. The Jets have their man, 41-year-old Robert Saleh, the 49ers D coordinator. A minority hire, Wiggy? Lebanese-American.
Oh, okay.
And he'll join Mike Conley, Brian Flores, Ron Rivera. But they'll bring San Francisco's passing game coordinator Mike LaFleur as well. So the Jets look like they have a pretty good... I mean, he was a hot candidate, hot commodity. Maybe they got the right guy this time. And Urban Meyer goes to Jacksonville. Celtics expecting to play tonight. No official word just yet. That'd be a 7:30 tip with Orlando. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Great news for you. Did you see what Sammy Hagar said about an Eddie Van Halen tribute show when this is over?
No.
Said that he's spoken to Valerie Bertinelli and Eddie's son Wolfgang and Eddie's wife at the time that he passed away, and they are planning a massive tribute show when this is over.
Okay. That's awesome.
When we can go to a concert. Mm-hmm. With more than one other person in the arena or in the venue.
It'd be cool if they got a bunch of, like, you know, big name guitar players to, like, play all his riffs.
I would assume that that's exactly what they would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would be.
Plus Sammy and Dave. And they could have a trial by combat.
Yeah. That would be good.
No, we are not encouraging any more trials by combat. Did you see Rudy Giuliani?
Let's have trial by combat!
Did you see Rudy Giuliani yesterday say it was a Game of Thrones reference and that's why he said it?
Stop.
Is that okay? Do you buy that? Is that all right?
Did he respond to Trump not paying his legal bills going forward?
Right, yes. I'm not giving you that 20 grand, Rudy. You're out of your mind. Unbelievable.
All right. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. I'm sure we will continue to discuss whether or not Tom Brady is facing an epic fail. Should he be unable to win this game?
Able to get to the Super Bowl?
Yes, yes. Yeah, should he not get to the Super Bowl? Right.
If he doesn't win the Super Bowl by at least 3 touchdowns, what a failure.
No, he doesn't have to win. Just
God, that's awful.
What a loser.
He sucks.
Worse.
He took a team that hasn't been to the playoffs in 18 years to the playoffs and won a game.
And they beat a team with a quarterback named Heineke.
How can you forget to mention that they don't have a mascot?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
right,
my
yeah,
God, what a disadvantage.
Curtis is triggered at 6:20.
He is. I want to change the subject because I can't listen to that for a while. I'm reading this thing in the Herald, Greg, about the secret mission you went on with Ernie with the tipping thing the other night.
Yes.
So how did that all go down?
Ernie, it was all Ernie. So Ernie called me up and he said, "Hey, I need you for a secret mission. Okay. I'm going to pick you up at 6 p.m.
Mm.
And then Ernie Bach had thousands of dollars in envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Please take me to a bunch of places where servers, bartenders need money."
Right.
And we went all over the place and ordered a water. And then
did you not give the tip to any server who eye rolled you?
No, there were one or two who may have been frustrated during mm-hmm. during the process mm-hmm. and they got the tip anyway. So then at the end of the thing, Ernie took the check, obviously, because I wasn't taking the check.
No,
and then
you
never do. He left $2,021 tip for all these servers.
Wow.
all over the place.
That's cool, man.
Corner Tavern, which is over on Mass Ave, Stats in Southie, JJ Foley's, where there was like two older guys working there.
Wait, did you stay in the car for some of these?
There was the only people that were in there were the two guys working. Where else? Loretta's, which is down by Fenway. Mm-hmm. We went to Lincoln. We went all over the place.
You went to Lincoln?
Lincoln, yeah.
Wow.
Is that your first time?
I never go to that place.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
I feel like.
So listen, you know what? Wiggy and I were talking about it during the break. Ernie's just a guy who does this. He's a very generous guy. Mm-hmm. He's always been that way.
And most of what Ernie does is very under the radar, which I don't think people realize. Like, Ernie does a lot of philanthropic stuff. He gives away a lot of money. But, like, I know we have a story about this, obviously, because it's a big deal in the city. But he's very, very quiet about most of the stuff he does.
No, he is. But, you know, this tip thing, which people are doing, I guess, around the country, mm-hmm. is to encourage to try to get other people to do it.
Right.
So,
right.
You know?
Do you stick around to see the reaction or no?
No, I wanted to. Because I wanted to try to somehow take credit for it, but no.
Why is that guy videoing me on his phone?
Yeah, but you don't need the credit for it because the people who got the tips, believe me, they're thanking.
Oh yeah,
they're thanking you at home. You know when they're like praying about it.
Honestly, it's amazing what he does and what he gives, and he's a really good guy.
Good job, Ernie.
Really good guy.
And then how did the $1 million go to Portnoy?
How'd that thing work out?
He said essentially, hey, I want to give $1 million to Portnoy's thing.
Mm-hmm.
And can you put me in touch with El Prez? And I shot a text over to Dave yesterday. Dave responded immediately. And Ernie literally wired. It was on a group text, so yep. I have the wiring information of everybody involved if you'd like it, Daniel.
Was it Bitcoin?
It was not Bitcoin. But Ernie literally wired $1 million in 10 minutes. It was the most amazing thing to see.
That's awesome.
Portnoy sends over the wiring information, and then Ernie goes, sent. And it was there in like 10 minutes.
That's big. That's big boy money. That's right? Billionaire boys club money.
Is that how that
works? That's big boy money.
I mean, you know, the rest of us are trying to figure out if we can Venmo somebody next week for money that we owe him from last week.
Right, I cashed out my Baba. I cashed out my Baba the other day.
Of course, it's Cash App.
Don't know, this is Ernie Bach Jr. and his son Alec. I think it's going to be a Massachusetts Boston thing. I think everyone around that area is going to know who you are. I know who you were. I saw Barstool. I probably tried to get you to advertise like 1 million times when we're coming up. I've actually seen Ernie in the Automatics. I've been at your concerts before. So I know exactly who you are. And as I was saying before you guys came on, and unsolicited from the clouds, like, hey, Greg Hill, who I know through the years, obviously being in Boston, he's like, I have somebody who wants to make a donation. Can we connect you? And literally like 2 hours later, you donated $1 million to this fund, which is incredible.
Amazing, right?
Okay. It is.
Amazing.
All right.
Inspiring.
And I have to give Dave credit, too, because I think a lot of people, especially people who found Barstool later, do not realize the backbreaking crap that he went through in the early years of Barstool when it was actually a physical paper and he was delivering it in a beat up old Astro van and literally, like you just said to Ernie, like begging people for advertising dollars. Dave busted his ass to build that brand.
100%. Here's a 978 text, which says, how much is he paying you?
Oh, my God.
Yes,
stop.
Ernie is paying me a fortune to talk about this today.
Well, you know that's going to happen.
Absolute
it's not like
fortune.
It's in the newspaper.
You know that's going to happen. There are always going to be people out there.
I mean, you should be honest about the fact that you reserved a spot Sunday to watch the Pats game at Lincoln.
I can do that, Curtis, whether tips are given or not. I'm automatic over there at Lincoln.
But you are the plug.
You stand out, that's for sure.
Huh? I mean, that's the thing. You are the plug. Like, this don't happen if you're not the plug, right? If you're not connected.
What do you mean by the plug?
Like, you're the guy who connected Ernie to Portnoy,
correct?
Right? So if you're not involved, maybe that never happens.
Right.
So
are you saying I could take some kind of a deduction on my taxes?
Oh, no. I mean, you could pat yourself on the back and say, hey, you know, it's like, God.
People already assume enough about your taxes. Don't joke about that.
And you connected Dale to Pornhub, which I thought was great.
No.
That's a different plug.
I didn't see that in the background on Nessun last night.
By the way, no partitions.
Oh, they were socially distanced.
Oh,
same thing
God.
As the NFL.
Plus, we already know about the testing guidelines over there at Nessun. They bring in the back door.
Oh, they're very strict. They're very strict at NASA.
Maybe Billy and Barry have the vaccine already.
maybe they were given. Yeah, maybe NASA had access to the vaccine.
I turned the Bruins game off when they go back to the from the intermission, and I only watch the intermission to see how close Dale is to his college.
Let's see. Here's somebody who says, if I were a billionaire, I would be doing this too. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
Well, you know. Understand. At least we know if you were a billionaire.
That's an IOU.
I understand. Yeah.
If I had a $1 billion.
Well, these are the people, like I said, Greg, yesterday, that go, what are they complaining about? They're millionaires. You know what I mean? I know. If you gave me $1 million, I would stop breathing for, 23 hours out of the day.
Why would you do that?
Well, I mean, that's, can't basketball players play? I mean, those are the same people, you know. Yeah. If I was a billionaire, I would have gave money too. What's Ernie think? He's better than us?
This is Max. Hello, Max.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Daniel. What up, Wiggy?
What up?
So what Dave Portnoy is doing is just unbelievable. The government's not doing anything. These places are closing down. It's so sad. And Dave Portnoy is doing something that's just unbelievable, and it brings tears to my eyes because some of these places just can't stay open. I mean, you have a curfew of 9:30, and these places got to shut down at like 10, and it's like, how are you supposed to make any money when you can't be full capacity? I mean, it's ridiculous, and
There's no, if you look at some of the contact tracing that's been done in other states, mm-hmm. very little cases tied to restaurants.
Right.
What Dave is doing is great. There was a slight PR nightmare yesterday I heard in the North End when the governor showed up to announce the state funding to help restaurants.
Yeah.
He got out of his first time he's been in the North End in 10 months.
Right. Stop it.
He got out of his vehicle and he was not wearing a mask. Unfortunate situation over there in the North End.
This thing's for real.
I don't know how that happened.
Did the mask fall out of all of his pockets?
I don't know how that happened yesterday.
Well, you know the thing that really like trips me out the most is when I just went to Houston and saw like restaurants they're kind of doing everything. It seems like it's almost normal in the sense like the tables are not 6 feet away from each other. Mm-hmm. People are down there, and so you kind of look at it and go, well, why can these other places do it? And
I don't think Texas is the example you want to set up.
But I'm talking about the restaurant. Aren't we all like in the red area? Like, isn't the whole United States in the red zone? So
check out Worldometer and check Texas.
And the Patriots have not been in the red zone at all.
Texter wants to know how much Portnoy paid that caller to say Portnoy was great. Right. We better look into that. I bet.
Where's my payout?
30-year-old guys all over America hate Dave Portnoy.
I know. It's really amazing.
Here's a 617 text that says, when it came to the tip, Ernie was $2,000, Greg was $21. you're right about
Ernie,
that.
Can I Venmo you? I don't have cash. Who carries cash?
Right. He's like, what is cash?
You really don't have to carry cash anymore, though.
No, who does carry cash?
Some people do. I don't know if that's like
something. Carry just in case.
Drug dealers.
Do you, Danielle?
That's it.
Drug dealers.
Who's carrying cash? Be honest.
Drug dealers. It's not just drug dealers. I mean, rappers do. Boxers.
Rappers are just doing it so when they go to
Floyd
the strip
carries
club.
A lot of cash.
Well, that's because
he goes to the strip clubs.
Yeah, you can't use credit cards in the strip club. That's the only problem right now.
That's got to change. There needs to be an innovation there.
What?
It should be a Venmo.
That cash is required at strip clubs. It's not clean. It's dirty.
Venmo.
Was that Saban irony? Have you been to a strip club?
You're concerned about the spread at the strip clubs.
Right. Especially now.
So you want all Bitcoin.
Exactly.
What are you paying in digital dollars? Right. Like, does she have a QR code tattooed on her ass?
She should have a Venmo account.
Hey, Kavasi, I just sent you 0.25 bitcoins.
Oh, my God.
It's for your nursing degree.
The visual of Greg being in this, because if you've never seen Greg try to, like, take a picture of something up close, either the glasses go down or they go up on his head.
Yeah, so I can see him. Man, that's why, Danielle.
I know, but I can see you leaning, like, getting a stripper and being like, let me see the QR code and like leaning in with your phone because you can't see where it is and trying to get the website to pop up.
Now, how do you spell that Kavasi? Is that C A?
Is this you?
Well, hold on.
Your son is beautiful. Right. He's a handsome kid.
The music's too loud. Hold on.
With regard to Bitcoin and just following up on my lead for a moment,
mm-hmm.
Why can't that guy go to the landfill and offer them 10%
finder's fee
of the value if they dig the whole entire place up?
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that.
If you miss
2013,
if you miss my lead, there's another Bitcoin buffoon in the news today. This guy in England who threw out a hard drive in 2013 and it had the password to his Bitcoins. Mm. He bought 7,500 Bitcoin in 2009. Pretty smart.
Okay.
It's worth $250 million. Wow. And the old hard drive is sitting somewhere under banana peels and dirty diapers and rotting food in the middle of a landfill in England, and he can't get it.
Seven years in a landfill, no chance it's still intact.
Don't those things? You think it's like been destroyed by a
bulldozer
or something like that?
That turns into leechate. It's all disgusting.
Yeah, and there's layers and layers.
Can you still, like, somebody that's like that, like, savvy when it comes to technology, would they be able to retrieve that information that's
from
on
the hard drive?
Yeah, I think most likely.
I think we all know where the hard drive is. It's with Greta.
No, it's with the Leeds, Curtis.
Yes.
By the way, yesterday...
Jokes, I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
It's the okay. Office.
It's just Saint Cavassier.
Somebody I followed yesterday on Instagram is in Atlanta, so they put up a joke and said, oh, I'm in Todd Packer's favorite town, Hotlanta, which is from The Office. So the next line that Todd Packer says about Atlanta is, that whole town is whacked. So I left that as a comment, as a joke, and some girl from Atlanta is like, okay, Karen, whatever. And I'm like, it's a quote from The Office. Don't kill me.
It's not a personal attack on you.
I should have put it in quotes.
Wow, they called you Karen?
She did call me all caps Karen, too. I was like, girl, stop.
All right. Well, we'll see if that guy gets his $250 million in Bitcoin. The most amazing thing I've heard today so far is not Wiggy. It's Danielle saying that over $140 billion value of Bitcoin has been lost by people because of passwords.
If we find that.
That's crazy.
If we find that.
I don't think you can find it. It's theoretical.
But if we had the hard drive, would we be able to take his Bitcoin?
I guess if we could find the password on the hard drive,
They'd have to have the rest of his information, I think.
If you gave Greg the Bitcoin password and he had one day to do it, there is zero chance he would be able to access those funds.
It was like 24 hours?
Yeah.
No, I don't. There's absolutely
which wire, the green or the blue?
Can you reboot this thing? What if I kick it?
Where's Stiz? Damn it.
Yeah. Control Alt Delete.
Can I run Mac stuff on this?
Where's Sid?
All right. We got to take a break. A reminder that you can enjoy this program all morning long by streaming it at WEEI.com or on the radio.com app. Download the radio.com app and you can take us wherever you go. And a pro tip, when you download it, favorite WEEI, it makes that whole process streamlined. So download the radio.com app and take this show and this station wherever you go.
This is the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Selection, Ken Laird. Was that a request or is that you?
Well, it was me. Mick Fleetwood's back in the news. You know how Dreams took off with the TikTok phenomena?
Yes.
Yes.
Apparently it raised the value of his music catalog to the point where he sold out to BMG yesterday.
That's amazing.
It doesn't say how much. BMG says it's the largest single acquisition they've made in 2 years. So,
for him.
Just rolling in money.
I have a dumb question. How do people make money with music now?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
So like with streaming and everything? You mean artists? Right. How do they get paid?
You don't buy CDs. You don't buy records.
Oh, but they still get paid for the streaming, for the downloads. Yeah.
But like how much? I don't know. How does that work?
And remember, a lot of them now are all independent. They don't need record labels no more to, give them advances and put their records
I'm going to release an album next year, so I was just curious.
Just do it. All you got to do is do it on your social media page, bro. That's it.
What instrument are you going to be playing?
The French horn.
Oh, okay. The Brady horn?
Yeah.
You've been playing the Brady horn in the studio for months. Are you going to sit yourself down in front of the television hours before in anticipation of this game, Curtis? Yeah, everything is on the line for you.
Oh, man.
I tell you, Wiggy says that if Tom Brady and the Bucs do not advance, it is an epic fail of a season for the GOAT. Epic fail. He was all over this yesterday.
My weekend is ruined, by the way. My mom and dad are flying back Sunday night. They get in at 7:30, and I have to pick them up.
Ah,
because
that's the worst.
Uber. Yeah, send right. I want an Uber.
It's a long story, but I have to pick them up.
Well, my family's like that. They don't Uber.
No, that's what happens when your father pays for everything. If he asks you to do something, you can't say no.
Right. I feel you, Curtis. Choosing your dad over Brady?
Wow.
So it is the worst time available.
Not a real Brady fan.
I'm going to have my phone off, and if anybody attempts to tell me what's going on, I'm going to get home, begin the game anew, start it fresh without commercials, and if a single person ruins that for me, I will end
it. Well, you better keep your phone off for a long time then.
It will be. No social media, no phone, so if I'm not tweeting, don't think I'm dead. I might be dead, but I'm just picking up my dad.
We'll know based on how the game goes.
So, Wiggy, from a deep dive expert perspective, you were talking yesterday about the Saints D-line, and they can give Tom Brady a little bit of trouble.
Right, and if you look at, when Brady struggles, it's against teams that can play coverage behind
them. It's against teams that have a winning record this season. He struggled against teams that have a winning record.
But Cam Newton struggled with teams that played football.
We're talking about Brady here. We're not talking about Cam Newton.
Jermaine Wiggins doesn't want to talk about Cam. Breaking news.
Let's focus on the guy that we're talking about, Tom Brady. So the thing that obviously gives him problems is just the fact that if you can get to him with four guys, D linemen, usually, you've seen him struggle over the years, whether it was the Giants in the Super Bowl, because of the fact that, he's a pocket passer and you know where he's going to be. But the thing that makes him so great is he's able to get the ball out quickly.
Right.
So, but New Orleans has had his number, and that's the thing. They've had his number this season. They've had the Bucs' number this season.
But then again, Tom Brady, much better quarterback in the playoffs than Drew Brees is.
Oh, yeah, by far. But no Bill Belichick. So Bruce Arians, not even close to the type of coach that Bill Belichick is in the playoffs.
Who was Tom Brady's coach last year?
Bill Belichick.
And who is his coach this year?
Bruce Arians.
When did he have a better year? This year or last year?
I would say last year.
Ooh, how was that?
Because look what he did with
No weapons.
With no weapons, no talent,
You're the only person in the world who thinks he had a better year last year.
And you lost to a team that ultimately got to the AFC Championship game and the Tennessee Titans.
And guess what? If they lose to the Saints are going to go to the NFC Championship game.
But it's different, though. The Saints are another team that are loaded. When you look at this season for Brady, he's had statistically an amazing season. But I think we all knew that going into the season because of the weapons.
So you think this year was a worse season than last year for Tom Brady?
Well, I would say it depends on what happens this Sunday.
I'm just today, Wiggy.
Today, as of right now, yes, because you beat bum team in the
last
Washington
year's Brady was better
team.
Than this year's Brady.
I would say because
I can't roll it in this, Wiggy. Last year's Brady quit. I mean, he bailed on
he
his
never
team.
Quit. He never quit.
Yes,
Brady
he
never quit on his team.
I will say this: nobody narrates a hype video better than Tom Brady. Has it come out yet for this week? Have the Bucks put it out yet?
No, they haven't put it out yet. You saw a lot of pictures.
It's usually game day morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's raised the flag.
It stings, doesn't it, when you have to see that, Curtis? It stings.
But I see Tom Brady.
It hurts. It hurts.
Yeah,
as a Patriots fan, it hurts when he's narrating the hype video.
In that
hurts.
Bucks uniform. It don't even look right.
This is David. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call, as always. So,
of course.
So here's why Tom Brady will not lose this weekend. The problem with the Patriots in the past, when they struggle with wins and playoffs, okay, or when the games were close, Belichick was too reserved. He was always, the ball wasn't being thrown enough. That's why it was a low-scoring game. Nothing happened, not much happened on the first quarter or whatever. It's going to be very different because they're going to let Brady sling that ball, and that's what you need. You know, you can't go into the playoffs and play this old-fashioned defensive football. Yes, you got to have defense, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, when you have an offensive line like Brady and who he has around him that can throw the ball, you have to let him go to town. And that's what's going to happen. And that is why the Saints will lose, because Brady is going to do what he wants to do this weekend, right, not what Belichick wanted him to do.
So you like the Bucs and you like them advancing. So, okay.
Let's go, Bucs.
No doubt.
Okay.
And David is a former professional athlete, so I think that counts for more.
This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Gregory. Good morning, sir. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
Yes, sir. And Danielle, how are you?
Hello. Doing well, buddy?
Good, good. Hey, Chris, I'm so sick of your take on the who's a better coach. You know, if you took the whole Tampa Bay Buccaneers team and brought them here to New England and Belichick coached them, I'm pretty sure they would have a better record than 11-5.
That's a good point.
That's a very good point.
That's a great point. What do you think their record would be if Belichick were the coach and Arians weren't?
I don't know.
13-3? 14-2?
What's Belichick's record without Brady? That's the much more important stat. He's 10 games under 500 as a head coach without Tom Brady. So moving this team to Foxborough, you know, whatever. You can keep doing that. Brady is actually playing a game on Sunday.
But we'll see what he does against the real football team. Because the fact that you're giving him credit for winning a playoff game against the Washington football team and a third-string quarterback named Heineken is ridiculous, right. Okay?
More on this later. But we got to get to the dumbest of the day.
It's time for the dumbest of the day.
It is currently Jesus Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Good weekend. Long weekend for many.
That will be me if Brady loses.
About to get underway. However, we have listened to everything that happened yesterday in this country and in these parts, Curtis, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
So I'm going to take you back a couple days ago, I believe earlier this week. Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins had a road rage incident at the South Bay Shopping Plaza in Dorchester.
Alleged.
Alleged.
Right? Alleged. Woman has filed a complaint against her saying that when they were merging, leaving the Target, that she put her siren on and rolled the window down.
She went full hardo.
Yeah. Wow. So, okay. So, yeah, there's a complaint filed.
So, recently, Fox 25 said, okay, we've seen this complaint filed about this very important person in Boston. Let's go to her house and ask her a question or two about it.
Okay.
So they arrive, and Rachel Rollins was not having any of the Fox 25 questions in front of her place.
Ma'am.
God, my kids are inside.
Can we speak to you for 1 second, Ms. Rollins?
You're in front of my house with children?
We literally just pulled up here.
Yeah, but how do you know where I live?
Oh, it's public record, ma'am.
Right, okay. That's unbelievable.
We're not stopping you at all. We're
My kids are inside.
Oh, we never even knocked the door. We're just parking here trying to figure out where we were going, and someone said we saw you here. So.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Just happened to see you here.
Yeah.
We did.
I'm going to please make sure that you're in front of my house with my children inside. And you're going to put this on here.
Oh, this is your house. I'm sorry.
So as a black woman in this moment, in this country, you're going to put my house on the screen?
No, ma'am. We're just here approaching you to ask you a question.
Get away from my family. Speak to me at my job. If I get hurt or harmed because of this, you are on the record for that. Or my kids are killed.
Listen.
Who do you think you are? This is private property.
Okay,
get out of here.
Get out,
and you know what I'll do? I'll call the police on you and make an allegation,
okay. And
we'll see how that works with you.
Absolutely.
So the rantings of a white woman get you here and scare my children?
No.
Get
no.
off of our private property.
We're here.
And I swear to God, I'm dead serious. I will find your name.
You
can ask me somewhere else. Do not have a camera in front of my house.
I can give you my name.
Get them out of here. This is the Boston police. I will have you arrested. I swear to God.
Okay.
My children are going to be hurt.
We're just here to ask a question. We didn't even know where you live.
Get away from my house. I'm serious.
When someone said we
please.
Saw you.
Please.
Okay, we're going to step away.
Thank you.
Okay.
Out of respect.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Whoa. Wow.
Well.
Who do they think they are? They think they're the news media. That's what they do is they go
Yeah,
to,
that's wrong, though. You can't go to somebody's house.
I don't like you when can't? You go to people's houses, especially
not
when
camera.
They have kids.
Yeah, because yeah, you know, there's a, we know there's whack jobs in this world that don't like her or don't like people. And all they know, oh, wait a second. You know how it is anything. You put a picture up anywhere and somebody be like, oh, I know what that is. That's right. such and such.
So you're saying that the news media can't go out and wait and to interview any politician or any elected official
in front of their house? Come on, man.
But houses are public record anyway, so people know couldn't find it out.
I mean, can't you find anybody's house?
Well, there you
Pretty
go.
Much.
Right.
That's the point.
Right, but that doesn't mean it's right.
Being able to find it and going there.
But why is it wrong? I don't understand.
Because, you know, the fact that I got to explain this to you really shows how the lack of intelligence that you have. The fact is because there are people out there that don't, like, if I took a camera to your house, that might give somebody the opportunity to go, oh, now I know where Chris Curtis lives.
Right?
And so somebody goes there and does something stupid. And that's what she's saying. If they come to the studio, that's one thing. If they go to where she said, come to my job, you want to bring the camera, that's one thing.
Is she even at the office?
They won't be able to get in. They won't be able to get in and talk to her. The only way to find she's accused by a woman of a road rage of a road rage incident.
Right.
And being on her handheld cell phone.
Don't they need to get her explanation of what happened?
Yeah, but you could do it in another area.
Where are they going to be?
Doesn't she have an office somewhere?
You think she goes to the office? Do you think she's going to let the cameras in her office?
So you have no problem with camera people coming up and basically exposing
as you're walking into your
home in front of your house.
Yeah, they do
where
it,
you
they,
have kids.
They do it all the time.
And it's wrong.
So let's say you're a restaurant owner in Boston and you're really mad at the mayor. It literally took me 2 seconds. I just typed in Mayor Walsh House.
Right.
And it pops up right here.
Right. I understand
so
that.
So whether there's police there or not, whether there's a news van there or not, if you want to find someone,
you can.
It's on the internet.
You can, Curtis.
It takes a step out of it, though, and it adds a visual element to
it. Right. Thank you, Daniel.
Everybody's texting in on Trial 4, which Curtis loved.
Mm-hmm.
She gave a tour of her house. Is that true?
Yep. Willie Gross arrived, and she was moving in, and Willie Gross was like, you need to put in a security system. They showed the entrance to the house. That was all, I am sure, approved by Rachel Rollins.
That's a great documentary, by the way.
Unbelievable.
I haven't got through it yet. It's so far, so good.
It's a lot
on the history of Boston and not simply just the trial, but it's worth it.
This Friday, Derek.
It's good to be here Friday. Let me tell you, kid, it has been a long week. But, you know, that said, thankfully she imploded, so that takes her out of the race come November 2022. You know, she's got a lot of balls, Wiggy, okay? I hear you're going to go to her defense, okay? But this is a broad who doesn't want to do her job. She's a freaking DA, and she wants to let people out of jail as opposed to putting them in jail. And it's not about the weed lockups. This girl is a complete whack job. And I think it's real funny that all of a sudden she's now 2 days in a row claiming she's going to get people arrested. Now all of a sudden the police are her friends. Now all of a sudden she can't get enough of the police. You don't find that funny?
Well, that's how all these people are now with defund the police, and then they need the police, you know, ASAP. But I feel the same way about Governor Baker. Like, I don't think people should know where this guy's house is.
Oh my God, it's a circus every day.
But they
over
do.
There.
No, I know, and I don't think camera people going to his house and trying to ask him questions about whatever situation that might happen. Right? Find them at where his office is. I just know that there are whack jobs out there. That, like Danielle said, it just takes a step away.
So should there be no public records on where people live then?
I don't think so, because there are nut jobs out there, man.
That information is too easily accessible, unfortunately, these
days. You think so?
Yes, I do. I do. You can't have any privacy. It's actually a little scary.
You can go on Google Earth and go right down in front of somebody's home and look inside it, basically.
Joe Biden wants the White House to be unlisted.
But in order to do that, and I think Danielle brings up a great point. In order to do that, they were like, if I wanted to know where Curtis lives, I got to go through multiple steps.
Stop talking about where Curtis lives, please.
Why?
Why if it's not a big deal?
Right.
If
it's Tower Drive, Dover, Mass.
Right. And so if it's not
Chris.
Right.
I didn't run for district attorney. But I didn't invite Netflix inside my home.
I think Wiggy and I are making a blanket statement. I don't feel this is one of those things where, like, if you're a public official, people have the right to do X when it comes to your home. I don't have that attitude.
But if you've already invited a film crew to search and look at the inside and outside of your home, then screaming and yelling at Fox 25, in my opinion, has more to do with the road rage than it does with the news van out there. Because if it was the day after Biden won and there was somebody there to say, hi, Miss Rollins, we're looking for your reaction to the defeat of President Trump, I think she might have had a totally different reaction.
You may be right about that, Chris. Yes. Hello. Hey, this is Mike from Quincy. What's up, Mike?
Hey. And by the way, that news person was on the street or on the sidewalk, they have 100% legal right to videotape whatever they want. If they step one foot onto her yard, different story. But filming from a public way, which is a street, unless it's a private way, which I don't know if it is, that news crew was well within their rights to have their camera pointed anywhere.
I think they always have been.
I don't think we're disagreeing with that.
Yeah. Well, you are.
No, I'm not disagreeing with
the... You're saying that, why are they shooting your house?
I'm saying
it's not right.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. It's like nowadays with a cell phone, right? We always do. Danielle always brings up the recording somebody, right? There are certain states where you can record people. That's legal. We're talking about whether it's right or wrong. That's the discussion that we're having here. I don't think it's right because when Danielle says bringing out, there's multiple steps, right? And so if I got to go through
people just won't take the effort. People won't take the time to make the effort sometimes to go from step A to step B, even though in their head they know I could probably, in theory, find whatever this information is fairly quickly on Google. They don't do it. When you put a visual in front of something, you know, or maybe it's, and I get the fact that she did this whole thing with the film crew previously, that throws a bit of a wrench into it.
Well, she sounds a little on edge.
A little. Don't mess with me, lady.
781 texter would like to know if Seaport crash pad address is public record. Yes, it is.
Just ask Joseph.
Nima.
He rents it through a trust.
It's a studio. It's a 400 square foot.
So you like? So you?
But in all sincerity, you have. My guess is, if she spoke to this crew, there wouldn't be an obvious address sign or a big wide angle view of her home. I don't think you would be able to decipher where she is. I'm serious. When you see people interviewed on the street, I don't think they would have shown her exact location.
But news trucks cause chaos.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. News trucks show up in a residential neighborhood. It's a whole thing. I mean, I'm sure most of the people that live around her likely know that she lives there.
I mean, I think the road rage thing needs to be investigated. Maura Healey is now, she's conducting an inquiry, correct? The Attorney General?
I believe
General?
So, yes.
Yeah, that's the news this morning.
She doesn't sound like someone who would have road rage.
Jane Swift is actually flying a helicopter over Rollins' house.
I think they're trying to figure out if the DA is supposed to have a siren, lights and
siren.
See,
that's what I'm
She got the wigwags, baby.
She got the whippers. I want whippers in my car.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Why don't you get the green ones that the square badges
have? No, I don't want the green ones. I want
You want the blue ones?
Yeah, I want the blue ones because those. You see those in the rear view, you get out the way.
I think that'd be an issue if you had the blue ones.
All you have to do is get an old Crown Vic at a police auction. Everybody moves out of the way of Crown Vic headlights.
Yeah, that's true.
And I hate that because there's one guy that lives near me who has one. And like when I was driving into the studio, he'd be on the Linway at the same time as me. And I'm like, crap, it's an old cruiser. And then I'm like, it's this friggin' 22-year-old kid again. I know it is.
All right. We are way behind, but we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.